So this is Marion O'Connor from the NECO, and we are going to talk about nursing consensus statements. Hi, Marion. What is the value of NECO, Marion?
Thank you. The value of NECO is providing IBD-focused nursing education, as well as the opportunity for nurses to network and share innovative areas of practice. This is achieved by the NECO meeting and the NECO school, which both occur alongside the ECHO Congress yearly. The NECO meeting is aimed at nurses who are already working at an advanced nursing level or are already working within the speciality. The NECO school, by comparison, is aimed at nurses who are perhaps new to the speciality, and this provides them with a basic course on the management of inflammatory bowel disease.
And what's the need for consensus statements?
I think it's long been acknowledged within NECO that nurses throughout Europe were performing very different roles. So there were country-specific variances regarding their title, their role, responsibility, title and salary. And as a result, it was felt within the NECO committee that it would be valuable to try and identify the exact roles that nursing provide within Europe, but also try and provide an ideal or a minimum standard of nursing care that we should be aiming to achieve in the care of patients with inflammatory bowel disease.
Could you elaborate a little bit more on the process of developing these statements?
Sure. So the NECO consensus statement idea was developed back in June 2011, and within the NECO committee we followed the ECHO standard operating procedure and developed the content that we wanted within the NECO consensus statements. As I said already, we were keen to try and gain an understanding of the current roles that nurses provide within Europe in caring for patients with IBD. In order to do that, we developed a survey which was disseminated at NECO in Barcelona in 2012, and we asked all of the nursing delegates to complete the survey with details of their current role, title, country that they were working within, their level of education, as well as the role, responsibility and the service that they provided in caring for patients with IBD. So that's provided us with a good, clear understanding as to what nurses currently do in caring for patients with IBD across Europe. The second part, the major bulk of our work, was developing consensus statements. This was done, again, following the standard operating procedure of NECO, and we're fortunate to get 20 nurses from across Europe to collaborate with us on this work and develop consensus statements. This process began in April this year, whereby the 20 nurses were divided into four specific groups, and they began by searching the literature. So they all performed literature searches in order to be able to identify the evidence to support nursing care and nursing work in looking after patients with IBD. The consensus statements are now in their final editing phase, and we're hopeful to publish them in JCC this year.
Thank you. And could you identify these statements?
So the NECO consensus statements, the title that we've given them is the NECO consensus statements on the European nursing roles in caring for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. We have, as a group, decided that we will divide it into three sections. So the first section is the fundamental inflammatory bowel disease nursing. The second section is advanced inflammatory bowel disease nursing. And the third section is entitled Perspectives on IBD Nursing. As I said already, nurses provide very different roles across Europe, and we were very keen in the consensus group not to de-skill any nurses who work in various different settings caring for patients with IBD. So as a result, we acknowledged that even as advanced nurses, we still provide fundamental care to achieve basic care needs for all of our patients, and that's what's included in the fundamental IBD nursing section. Within the advanced nursing section, it essentially speaks for itself. It covers the role of advanced nurses in caring for patients with IBD. And the perspectives of IBD nursing makes two statements. It identifies the value of having an IBD specialist nurse and also the need for research so that we can identify the impact of patient outcomes of having an IBD specialist nurse.
And finally, Marion, what's the potential value of these statements?
I hope that the NECO consensus statements will be used on a local and national level in order to develop IBD nursing henceforth. I also hope that the NECO consensus statements will be utilised to inform nurses, to improve their knowledge, and if we can improve their knowledge and understanding of IBD, I hope that we can raise the standard of care that we as nurses provide to patients with IBD across Europe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.